Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Tuesday. We are in a new location.
New environment, yes.
The video of us. We are in Chicago all week for the dozen tournaments.
Yep.
Exciting stuff. I love when we are all together like this. I miss everybody. So
it's been a minute since we've all been squat up like this.
Exactly.
So it's
it feels very like family reunion.
Yeah, lots
like
of camaraderie. Yeah.
Good vibes. You know, we're all looking our cutest, just trying to make Jeff D. Lowe proud. by this time, well, I haven't played my match yet. I play it right after we record this, and they are live, so you can go back and watch them. But Gia, unfortunately, just lost.
Literally had a 10-hour nightmare travel day just to go fucking lose in the first round, first game.
You guys were neck and neck the whole time.
I know. We played really well. That's what sucks. And I knew with Uptown, like the team that we played against, they're very even with us.
For sure.
So I was like, it really could be anyone's game here. And unfortunately, it wasn't ours.
You know what? But it's okay.
That's okay. Now I can relax.
Now you can relax all week. We can have fun. We can visit with everyone. We can do what we got to do, and that'll be great. I'm nervous for my match. I feel like everyone keeps talking to me, being like,
"Who do you play?"
We play Smokin.
Oh, I think you're fine.
I hope so. Yeah. God, I hope so. So we'll just have to see. But yeah, just exciting times. I feel we're in a different place in their studio. Thank you to the Chicago office for letting us use their studio. However, I feel like I'm sunk in.
Yeah, these chairs are very these chairs are very low to the ground, and like these mics are really high up, so it's definitely a different.
I feel like I'm just like extra lounge. You know what I mean? Like, so I don't mean to look like I'm
chill,
lounging.
We're chill vibes.
We're so chill today.
We're such a chill podcast.
Extremely chill.
Yeah.
We had some extremely chill moments over the weekend with Taylor Swift, and by extremely chill I mean the exact opposite. She popped off with a lot of great songs and mashups on the tour in Liverpool.
I like really didn't mind, or like I wasn't like about like any of these mashups. Like I think obviously This Is What You Came For was insane for her to do.
Wild that she did it. I think that people forget about that song being Taylor's.
Yeah.
Obviously it's the Calvin Harris Rihanna song, but
I saw
Taylor
this
Swift
TikTok.
It.
I think I sent it to you.
Yeah, I think
of these two girls, and they're like recording themselves for the surprise song reaction, and she starts singing This Is What You Came For, and they're like, what? Like, this is Rihanna's song. Like, I don't get it. Like, this is Rihanna's song.
Open schools, as always.
No,
open
literally.
Schools.
And then she mashes it up with Gold Rush.
Yeah.
And the girl's like, oh, this is a song that I always skip. Like, I don't know this song. I know.
Bitches.
I was
okay,
like, and you have the audacity.
I know. That's fucked up. That's fucked up. She had that going on, but then she also did the deadly combo of Cornelia Street and
Maroon. Yeah.
Oh, that was the 100th. Oh, that's right. That was the 100th. Oh,
show.
Yeah. We have to talk about the 100th show and how nothing happened. Before we started this, we were like, damn, what happened? That's how bad, like, at least me personally, have blocked out the embarrassment.
Yeah, I was going
like,
to say, I want to push it down to where no one
can embarrassing. The 100th show, we got a big fat nothing. All we got, actually, was Taylor announcing that the tour will end in December of 2024.
Yeah, she was like, you guys want everything from me? Well, guess what? It's ending soon. Yeah.
By the way, it's ending soon. But she gave a nice big speech about how you know, the Eras Tour, her whole life is this tour, and she can't imagine it being over soon, and that it is, and, you know, she has to accept that and whatever. So that's basically all we got for the 100th show.
Yeah.
Then also Cam said during the We're Never Getting Back Together, she went to him and she was like, for the 100th time, no.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with all the new things that he does.
So fun and cute. That was great. The crowd was insanely loud. So loud the whole time.
Yeah, I wonder if
we got nothing.
I know.
What do you think about that? We just got to stop. We gotta stop clapping.
After after that, I said,
no,
okay, no more. Like, I'm not tuning into a live stream unless, like, I mean, how am I supposed to know now? Because
I
felt like this was going to be the day. Like, I thought it was the time, and it just wasn't.
Nope.
And so where do we go from here? I feel like now we can't even, obviously we can dip our toes in maybe a little bit, but like, can't put on the paint again. Can't put on the clown nose.
We really can't. And it's right. It's at this point, it's embarrassing for us in a way that it's like, I'm mortified now that
like,
I keep getting so worked
up. You look
up.
Like a fool.
I literally, Gia, I said this in my TikTok. I was supposed to do like an out of order episode that day.
Oh yeah.
And a few of us had like conflicts and we didn't want to rush it, so we ended up moving it. But one of the reasons we moved it is because I was like, I don't know, guys, like it's right in the middle of Taylor Swift's 100th show and like, yeah, we gotta be watching in case something happens. Like, that's how deep into this,
yeah,
this is going. And it's like, I need to stop. No, we can't, we cannot let the Eras Tour run our life.
You know, I mean? We can't let these conspiracy theories ruin our life.
People are crazy too. Like, yeah, people are really.
But I mean, it really just
everything
all
was adding
made
up,
sense.
Though, y'all. Yeah. Everything was adding up. The numbers were adding up. The dates,
the
clues,
Instagram posts.
Yeah,
everything.
The dancers are trolling us again. They're posting, you know, Reputation songs ready for it. Like, it's just, ugh. It's
they
just,
always do that. They know when to troll.
They know when. They know exactly when. Maybe we need to start paying attention to them more. And when they are trolling, we know that it's like not happening. We're like, oh, the dancers
are
trolling.
Well, you sent me something that was like two of the dancers posted like, are you guys like excited, blah blah, and I think I responded and I was like, well, we've been known to be trolled by them before.
Right, exactly, right. So it's just tough luck for us, you know, and that's that. But I will say that despite, so wait, so at that 100th show I was dying because we had been sending videos back and forth of girls like guessing, you know, when we were all going to be embarrassed by the fact that nothing was going to happen. And that one girl was like, and here she has a surprise song. It's going to be You're On Your Own Kid mashup with Maroon, whatever. Yeah. The fact that she literally did play Maroon,
it's
was
crazy.
So funny. Like,
just
so funny.
So ironic.
Hilarious.
It's hilarious.
And it was good. That's a really good mashup with Cornelia Street. Like, just a really good one. But the other one was The Great War and You're Losing Me.
Oh.
Which is a crazy
mashup. Yeah, and she changed the lyrics, right, to I Survived the Great War. Which is sad.
Which is sad.
I really love that song. The Great War is so good.
It is
very
a good
underrated
song.
Midnight song.
It's a sad song.
Yeah, it is.
Sad song. Fighting, all that bloodshed, Crimson Clover, uh-huh. Uh-huh.
The dreams of Anna, anymore. If we survive the Great War, I'll raise remember, tears on the letter. I vow not to cry anymore. Oh, cry anymore.
Right?
The lyrics are.
It's hard. Yeah. It's hard. There's a lot of lyrics. And listen, The Great War, it's one of those ones that are lyrically dense.
Yeah, totally. Wait, so she did that and You're Losing Me.
Had the sense I've been betrayed. I love that part.
Yeah, that's what, like, oh, God. It's still like everything with the timeline of Joe and Maddie. Like, I wish I could be a fly on the wall to know like what the deal was, because these songs like are just so confusing now. Like,
I know, right? You don't know what's what really anymore, which I'm sure is intentional. Like, you know, we don't want to know what's what all the time.
Right. I wonder if that was like on purpose, and I feel like probably.
Do we know if she's played You're Losing Me live yet?
I don't think
today,
so. I think that was the first time.
I think so too, which I am devastated to not have been there for. Like, that would have been, well, that would have ripped me open.
Yeah.
You know, it was one of those songs.
Actually,
where it's like, oh my God.
No, I don't remember being on that list of like surprise songs that haven't been performed.
So true.
Yeah.
So it must have been somewhere.
Yeah. I think she did
maybe
it before.
In like Australia or something. I feel like they got so many good ones.
Yeah, they did.
When she was over there. But yeah, so all of this, you know, I don't necessarily think that we need to be drawing parallels between these surprise songs and what's going on in the real world concerning her exes. However, it is interesting timing that the New York Times Style magazine came out with a piece on Joe Alwyn titled London Boy.
Crazy.
Crazy that he allowed that.
Yeah.
Like, I think I'd be like, no,
do you
don't.
Think he allowed that?
I'm sure
think...
he had to have like some sort of, you know what I mean? Like, usually they would show you the article or at least tell you the name of it. Excuse me. I'm yawning because I'm exhausted after a long ass travel day yesterday. Anyway, so in the article, he, you know, he's talking about his life, talking about his acting career, whatever. But he also does end up talking about Taylor Swift. They asked him, like, how are you handling it, right?
Yeah.
And he said, like, it's been hard.
Yeah.
And but he also said that, like, it's weird to break up and then 1 week later, the news is everywhere.
Yeah.
So now people are thinking that this is confirmation that they broke up, and then 1 week later it was public knowledge.
Yeah, yeah. Which I thought that they broke up like months before.
Well, right, same. And I am wondering, maybe like the final that's
right,
it was
right,
a week ago,
right,
but it sounds
right.
like they had been broken up.
Right.
Like, it sounds like they were not even like, or at least not together in the way that they were.
Right.
Separated, whatever you want to call
it.
Like, I have a feeling that that's like, was a situation. And I'll say this about Joe. I'm not annoyed by him talking about this, saying this, because, I mean, everybody's asking him all the time. Like, you gotta, you know what I mean? Like, it's going to come up at some point. And I think that him finally saying something about it, actually, on the record, will get people off his back.
Yeah,
I agree. And,
yeah, a lot of people were kind of like, whatever. Oh, this is, like, of course, now he chooses to talk about her or whatever, which is so true.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I agree with that. Like, I feel like it's kind of like, all right, we're going to close this chapter. Obviously, I'm going to keep getting asked about it if I don't answer.
Yeah.
So let's just do it on my cover of my magazine, like, whatever. Like,
right.
I understand. And what he said was, like, true.
Yeah.
And let me read the quote that we posted.
Yeah, see what he says.
Because what he said, I was like, you know what? That's like, so true. He said, I would hope that anyone and everyone can empathize and understand the difficulties that come with the end of a long, loving, fully committed relationship of over 6.5 years. That is a hard thing to navigate. What is unusual and abnormal in this situation is that 1 week later, it's suddenly in the public domain and the outside world is able to weigh in. And I think that's like...
I think that's fair. Yeah, I think it's fair. I do like the double down on the long, loving, committed relationship.
right.
Like, because of all the, you know, the cheating rumors and blah, blah, blah. He's like, those ones aren't about me.
Right, yeah.
You know? But I think, I think I'll go as far as to say that I'd feel a little bad for him.
Yeah, me too.
I feel a little bad for him. It's kind of like, I mean, you know, what are we going to do about it? We obviously are part of the problem. We're talking shit all the time. But at the same time,
we don't really talk shit about him,
though. Yeah, we really don't.
Because he's like, at the end of the day, like, he was just this, in the beginning, I think, yes, when we thought
That
like all the
nefarious
songs were going to be about, like Torture Poets was going to be like all Joe.
Yeah.
But when we were getting those lyrics, like one last dagger to sharpen, one last temptress, we were like, oh shit, Joe, like this is over, it's over. But once the album came out, I feel like it just was kind of like Joe was just a very sad guy in a bad place. And it was bringing our relationship down and I couldn't go down with it.
Yeah.
You say I abandoned the ship. But I was going down with it.
I was going down with it. Yeah. My wide knuckle dying grip.
Yep.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, holding tight to the. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To your quiet resentment.
And my friend said, it isn't right to be scared. Every day of a love affair.
Every breath feels like restless air. When you're not sure if you want to be there.
It's hard. Those songs, like, again, the lyrically dense songs take me a minute.
Oh,
to, like,
totally.
Really get
And I really,
them.
And now that I'm so brat focused, my brain is just so out of TGPD
out of
right
TGPD
now. Yeah.
Mode right now, for sure.
I'm fully.
Yeah, we're on.
It's brat summer.
We're on summer break from TGPD, and it's a brat summer.
Yeah.
Can confirm it's a brat summer.
Yeah.
Love, like, I got to listening. Love it. Obsessed, really good.
Yeah.
And I knew I'd love it. I love Charli XCX and I knew that I would enjoy myself, and she just crushes it.
She's crushing it. And there's a lot of hubbub right now because people think that Taylor blocked Charli from
What do we think about
the
that?
Number one UK spot. I saw this TikTok. I wish I could remember the name of the girl, and she made such a good point.
Yeah.
She was like, Taylor Swift is her own and like her own category of famous.
Right.
All the people that are on her level are dead. The Michael Jackson, the Beatles, like all the those big ass people, they're gone. Mm-hmm. It's Taylor Swift. She's on the number one pedestal.
Yeah.
All of the rest of these artists, Billy, Charli, Sabrina, Chapel, whatever, they're in their own.
They're in a they're, like, in a different category.
Like the numbers, the sales, and all the stuff that she generates, the fandom, everything. That is why she's so famous, and that's why she, like, breaks these records. Why? It's not that she does it on purpose. It's, like, these numbers are just so insane that it doesn't matter if she put it out a month ago or if she put it out last week.
Right.
It's still
it's
going to break the record.
It's always
going to
be like that. But here's the question. I'm really trying to, like, dive deep into this. I took a little look-see, and she's put out something, like, every single week since the release. Okay?
Charli?
Like, no, Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
So for the people that keep being like, she's blocking artists. I don't know who started that rumor of that.
It was like Billy
being done. Yeah, I know. But like all of a sudden everybody works at a fucking record label.
Right.
Everybody knows what the fuck we're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone knows what we're talking about. I've not seen any numbers that were like, if not for Taylor Swift, Charli XCX would have gotten number
exactly.
one.
Exactly.
It's like, show me the math.
I'm like, pretty sure Bon Jovi was like up there too. Like,
what about like the Post Malone, Morgan Wallens of the world?
Yeah.
Like we said, but unfortunately there were men on that list we didn't even know about. But it's like, what exactly is being blocked by Taylor Swift? I just don't believe it to be true. And I think that this rumor started going that she was intentionally doing these things. this time people think that she did it on purpose to Charlie because it was UK only. I'm like, but she's in the UK.
She's in the UK
right now. That's why.
Yeah.
Like, it's just no one's using their brain on this. And I also think, like, again, her putting out these different variants with the extra song or, you know, whatever, it has to be label related. I'm sure she has a contract that she has to put out a certain amount. Like,
and she's been doing it since the album came out. Like,
literally
it's
every
not,
week there's something new. Yeah. Every week. So it doesn't matter. Like, sorry, Charlie, or sorry, Billy, or whatever. Like, you happen to be there at that time when something's happening. But, like, blocking the artist. Like, I just don't. If Taylor Swift did not exist, Billie Eilish isn't number one.
Yeah.
Charli XCX isn't number one. Because if they were, they would be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Whether Taylor's there or not, Taylor's CD sales with the Fresh Out the Slammer acoustic aren't ousting
Billie Eilish's and if it
entire
is,
fucking album.
Then that's
a problem
that's
for you
the
then.
Fans.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm
then
sorry.
You guys, like, aren't. Yeah, exactly. So true.
But it doesn't. It also, all the stuff that she does, it's like buying these one CDs with the extra song, whatever. Again, it's not the Spotify charts.
Yeah.
It's not the Apple charts. It's not the I don't even think it falls into like the Billboard charts. Like, what the fuck are we talking about?
It might be Billboard, but I'm not sure. I'm like,
if there's people buying CDs.
Yes, because it goes to I actually don't know.
I just think that nobody knows what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Everyone just keeps
saying
I don't know.
I
have no idea. And it could be that, whatever. I would like someone who, like, works behind the scenes in music to explain to me what's going on here, because I'm so sick of everyone.
It combines
Twitter.
Single sales, radio airplay, digital downloads, and streaming activity.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's those Billboard. CDs do go to Billboard. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So again, we're
but still,
on,
the
we're
point
on, like,
is still
the 20th
proven of,
week where she's putting this
yeah,
shit out.
If she's,
like,
putting out a CD,
the casual fans have stopped buying CD. Mm-hmm. Like, the only people buying CD variants right now are
like
the people
the
who are the diehard free collectors. Like, no one's buying. Like, it's crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. It's and I feel like it takes away from other female artists' success.
Yeah,
by constantly being like, well, Taylor Swift, like, blocked you from doing this. Well, Taylor Swift won't let you do that. It's like, well, she's like, Charli XCX is achieving some amazing feats in her career. Like, I feel like she's having a really big come up right now.
Yeah,
she's always been famous,
completely.
But, like, this album it's gotten amazing reviews. It's gotten, like, it got, like, a 95 on Metacritic, like, which is insane, like, unheard of. So when you say all this stuff, like, oh, Taylor Swift is blocking, you're just taking away the shine that she gets in a way.
It doesn't, right.
And,
it's like
painting Taylor to be
a demon. I'm saying, like, no one is seeing that. Like, I have yet to lay eyes on a chart that has Charlie, Billy, and all them, and then Taylor on top fucking with their shit. Like, I have yet to see that.
Yeah.
Every time someone pulls it up, no one has that answer for me. No one has the proof for me. So I just don't understand what the fuck people are talking about at this point. I really don't.
Yeah.
Like, I just think someone heard that phrase, like, Taylor's blocking people on purpose, and they just ran with it.
Yeah.
Because it sounds so insane. So then I was talking to Bessie Charles, who said, like, you know, we're now at the point where we're making jokes about it, because he brings it up every fucking time. And I said, Charles, none of us know what we're talking about. Stop bringing this up.
Yeah.
But he said, I guess next week Gaga's got an album coming out.
Oh.
He's like, she better not do this to Gaga because the gays will come for her. And I said, yeah, but she, like, loves Gaga. So maybe if she puts out nothing for Gaga,
then
I'll believe that it's that she's been doing it on purpose. But, like, it's just because she loves Gaga. They're, you know, she's obsessed with her. So that's that. But I said, I was like, no one knows what's going on. Wait, hold on. I where was I going with that? We had more of a conversation about it.
Billboard. I don't know.
Let me go look in our texts. What the hell? The Gaga thing, for sure. I said that I had changed my tune. Like, I'm reading all this, and it's like the 10th time he's texted me about it. We're talking about it. And I'm like, you know, I think now, if I'm imagining, oh my God, my whole bra's out. trash, white trash. Sorry, guys.
I didn't even notice.
Ew. If she is at the point where she's sitting back in her ivory tower and she's like, oh, Billy's doing something this week, put out another CD variant, Fresh Out the Slammer. Like, if she's up there doing that and, like, just, like, sitting in some control room being like, get the numbers up, then I love it. Then I'm like, you know what? Yes, fuck all those other people then.
Yeah.
We're on your side. Like, that's it.
I saw
she's
a bunch
taking
of
breaks from living her life on the Eras Tour nonstop, 24/7, 365, and she's sitting here being like, fuck these hoers. Like, get out of my face. Like, I just cannot imagine that is
true. There's just no
way. Use your brain.
And
in what world is that happening?
There was someone tweeted, like, everybody wants, like, complex female characters until it's Taylor Swift.
Exactly.
Like, she can't always be, like, the cookie cutter nice girl. No. And, like, it's not even, it has nothing to do with being nice and mean. It's literally just,
It's job, business, it's bitch. Business. It's yeah. business. It's so business. Get over it. Like, what are you? Be mad at the fans for not. Be mad at your own fans for not showing yeah. up for you or something. Do you know? I don't fucking know.
People think that Charlie's shading Taylor in one of her songs.
Yeah, I thought we talked. Did we talk about this the other day? Or I thought we maybe had brought it up. So,
oh, did we?
Briefly, but I hadn't heard the song at that point.
Yeah,
now
Sympathy
I've heard
is
it.
A knife.
Sympathy is
but
a knife.
I don't think so, because if you listen to the lyrics of the song, well, the lyric that people think is about her, she's like, I don't want to see her backstage at my boyfriend's show because yeah. she dates George from the 1975. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, I hope that they break up soon or something like that.
Yeah, fingers crossed behind my back. Or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. But yeah. then the lyrics kind of go on to be like, and it's like, I can never be her. Like, I yeah. like, it's more of like a, not a jealousy, but like comparison type of song.
Totally. I said that the song is like from the school of Olivia Rodrigo shade, where yeah. she like shades by being like, you're better than me, you're prettier than me, you're
yeah.
cooler than me,
yeah.
and it's fucked up. Like,
yeah.
that's the vibe.
Yeah.
And I feel that maybe is the tone of that song. Do I think it's about Taylor? I mean, I don't know. Could it have been inspired by like... I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Nobody knows where people get inspiration from. But no, it's not like a mean song.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I don't know, but it is, I mean, Charlie's deep in that. They're engaged, right? She's engaged,
yeah, they're engaged
to,
yeah.
to the drummer George. Of yeah. the, or no, the bassist. I forget.
I don't know what he does.
I don't know either. His name's George and he's on the 1975. Yeah. So obviously
I
want to
dance with George.
She's team, you know, team Maddie.
Yeah.
By default.
Right.
Fine. No one's asking you to be, you know, you got to stick with your man and
yeah.
his
she's also a besties
crew.
With Gabrielle.
Gabrielle, yeah. they're besties. And so, yeah, and people are saying, I have, again, I'm not trying to search it, but I have not seen any of these things with my eyeballs, but people keep telling me that Gabrielle is, like, going off about, like, she's, like, made some kind of video making fun of Taylor, which
oh,
I didn't
what?
See, obviously.
Yeah,
I still
didn't see that
see
either.
It. Apparently, she's, like, getting, like, accepting tags.
I saw
in, like,
that.
Anti-Taylor stuff.
But then someone, like, in the replies,
I have no idea.
They were like, you don't, she doesn't have, like, accept on. Like, I just tagged her in something and, like, it
I
worked.
Saw that too.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Who
so
knows?
I, yeah.
Who
know.
Knows? Again, I'm not trying to start shit, but people were, like, drawing
right,
me up
right,
about
right,
this.
Right, 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 right. All right, guys, quick break from a brand that we love and use literally every day. It's currently in my hair right now. That's Way. And Way wants to give you the confidence to live life your way,
yes.
especially on wash day.
Ooh.
We love a rhyme.
Ooh, I love that rhyme. Live life your way on wash day.
On wash day.
Hell yeah, Way. Let's go.
Whether your strands are fine, medium, or thick, Way has shampoo and conditioner that's your type. From volume and shine to deeply hydrating, Way helps you find your way to good hair every single day. I always use the detox shampoo. It is
yep.
a lifesaver. If you mm-hmm. like go days, if you like either don't wash your hair for a couple days or like you're playing basketball, your hair's greasy, mm-hmm. gross. So,
dry shampoo gets all that shit
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah
the
yeah. dry shampoo,
which
exactly. It really, especially if you use like a little bit of a scalp scrubber too,
right.
like you can really feel like
the
your
best.
Hair feels fresh at the top.
And if you use that scalp scrub, they have that
oh,
hair,
yeah, yeah.
hair and scalp
so
scrub.
True.
I love
and
that.
It's the Saint Bar
it.
Smell, which is
same
like the
smell,
best
which
smell.
Which is the best, I know.
Ugh.
So
if you guys
good.
Haven't smelled the Saint Bar smell from Way,
you
are in for a treat. You got it. It's like smelling like a fresh coconut vacation. Mm. It's just mm-hmm. so perfect for summer.
It's amazing.
And the shampoo and conditioner are made to nourish every hair type and tackle exactly what your hair is lacking. If you want volume, fine hair and conditioner will give you a lift without weighing you down.
Woo.
In between fine hair and thick hair, wash your way to a happy medium with medium shampoo and conditioner. This is perfect. I have pretty fine hair, mm-hmm. so I use the medium. It works great, and I feel like I always feel like there's certain types of shampoos and conditioners where I wash my hair and like I have a lot of hair fallout.
For sure, yeah.
And with Way, like I always feel like safe with my hair. I don't
Same.
Feel like I'm like
it's
going
soft
bald.
On your hair, but it's still really good, like
nourishing.
It feels clean.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean? It feels
yeah.
clean, feels nourishing. It doesn't feel like heavy or like it's pulling your hair.
Yeah.
Which is obviously so
especially
important.
Their frizz cream. Like
the frizz
it's very
cream is
lightweight.
Great. I'm a loyalist to my leave-in conditioner spray. Oh my god.
Love
every,
that one
every
too.
Single day I use it. I brought it with me here. I had to
yeah.
check my bag. I was like, no, I'm bringing all this stuff. I brought all my Way stuff. Like
yeah,
I
brought
to.
My stuff too.
It's just it leaves your hair feeling great and light and you know, healthy.
Yeah,
and
shiny.
That's all we want.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So wash your Way to healthier hair with shampoos and conditioners made just for you. Go to theouai.com and use code WATCH for 15% off your entire purchase. That's theouai.com, code WATCH.
Oh my god, and I forgot I'm beefing with Maddie Healy's mom. I totally forgot about this. Denise Welsh. Oh my God. This was actually like a crazy thing.
And it was crazy.
I had a little like butterflies in my stomach in a bad way. Cause ooh. I was like, this might get, I don't know what happens here.
Yeah.
I don't really want the smoke with Denise Welsh, who is Maddie Healy's mom. And she's like a mess, like a messy person. Mm. And she always has been. She was on like Big Brother. Like she's like, you know, she does talk show appearances and things. Like,
isn't
she's
on a show
cannon.
Called like Loose Women?
Loose Women. Yeah,
I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, which
it's
is
hilarious name. Yeah.
And she's funny. Like, yeah. I think that she's funny. I think she's cool. She's got like a crazy, you know, there's all the kinds of rumors about her being like a piece of shit person. I don't know the extent of those things. I just know that people don't really like her. Oh. But I had tweeted being like, you know, the Maddie Healy, Gabriette. It was the day before the 100th show. And I was like, oh, the timing on this. Like, if
they
you,
got engaged.
Yeah, they got engaged. Yeah. And I was like, this. I was like, if you don't know, think this timing is intentional, like you don't know a bitter, toxic man.
Mm.
And then somebody replied being like, not everything's about Taylor Swift. And then Denise Welsh, Maddie Healy's mom, replied to that tweet with like crying, laughing emojis. And I was like,
it's crazy.
Crazy to
also,
reply
like,
to that.
Also, like, how messy of her to reply to that.
No, so
with
crazy.
With the laughing, crying
so
emojis.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
And bitch,
God.
Everything is about Taylor Swift. Thank
it
you.
It is. And yeah. and thank you for confirming it by replying to this thing. Like, yeah. Why are you in my replies off a quote tweet from a People magazine article?
Yeah, that's
like, it
crazy.
Just, it's like crazy, crazy. So
she was lurking,
I got
for
beef
sure.
with her. Yeah, she's totally lurking. I got beef with Denise Welsh, I guess.
All right, well, Denise, if you want to come and
yeah.
clear your name.
Yeah, yeah. If you want to come through.
Yeah.
Tell us what you really meant by those crying, laughing emojis. But just crazy, like crazy shit. So
crazy.
That's that. But yeah, I don't know. Again, they're all in the past. They're all in our rear view at this point. Maddie, yeah. Gabriette, Joe, all of them.
We're focusing on Travi in the big game.
Travi in the big game.
Yeah.
Travi's been working.
Anything up with the Travi?
Yeah.
He's just been working.
Big game.
I saw a really yeah, cute no. video of him like taking a picture with a bunch of little girls, which was really cute.
Oh, that was cute when he signed that girl's shirt where it said Go Taylor's boyfriend.
Yeah.
So cute. So,
so cute. I believe
that.
He is going to the London shows.
I heard that rumor.
And
you know, they're
Brittany
not
till... and Patrick
oh.
are going to London.
Oh.
Brittany posted on her story. Or I don't know if she confirmed London, but she said they're doing like some 2-week European vacation or
ooh.
Something. So people think Travis, Pat,
they might
Brit.
Put a little thing in there.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot of influencers and people going to London.
There are. Well, so Taylor has a bunch of different, like all of her London shows are kind of all over the place. Like right, like or England, UK shows.
Right,
I
right.
should say, like today is what day is it? The 17th.
Yeah.
So nothing today, but tomorrow is it Cardiff? And there's only one show there. And then London starts.
Yeah, the 21st.
21st, 22nd, 23rd. And then Dublin is after that. But then she comes
ooh,
back
fun.
To
London right?
in
yeah.
August.
Yeah.
Because that's when Charles is going.
Oh, fun.
So
Dublin would be so fun.
Dublin would be great. Yeah. That's going to be a good time.
I
for
feel
them,
like
I bet.
Cam's going to say, we are never getting back together. And then he's going to say, what's the crack?
Yeah.
Like Francesca.
What's the crack? You're like Francesca in that perfect
yeah, yeah.
English
what's
accent.
What's the crack?
What's the crack?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think it's like, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I'm
you're
good
really
that.
Good at
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I got a good Irish accent going.
Yeah.
Speaking of, we got to see Sweet Baby Niall.
Oh, we did.
This
that yeah.
Last week.
He was
we saw him
so
at MSG.
Freaking good.
So
and
just
he is
excellent.
A humble king.
He's a humble king.
Like, I didn't realize that
he's
was
so talented.
So talented.
He plays so many instruments.
Yeah.
I think I got 4 instruments. He's playing guitar. He's got I think he played drums maybe a little bit. He played piano.
Yeah.
And he played the harmonica.
Yeah, harmonica, yeah.
But I thought there was one more.
I don't think he played the drums.
Maybe not.
But he played a bunch of different types of guitars, which
right,
is hard to
do. Right, for sure, which is crazy.
Electric, and then he did like acoustic.
Yeah,
and
that was it. Acoustic guitar, electric guitar. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was just, he was crushing it.
And the entire time, like between each song, you'd just be like, I can't believe this is real.
He cried like 10 times. He's like, I can't believe we're here.
It's just so cute. He kept being like 12 years ago, like when I came here, like blah, blah, blah. And now I'm back. Like, this is crazy.
It was so sweet.
It was very sweet. It was nice to see us, like artists, be like so genuinely grateful to their fans.
Absolutely.
Like I feel like that's a rare occurrence these days. If anything, I feel like artists kind of like hate their fans now.
Oh, absolutely, because it's the demand. Like I feel like fans are greedy, you know?
Totally,
and they get a little like
yeah,
but yeah. He's so he's so humble and he's so
thankful. So, yeah, very thankful.
Yeah, yeah, and that, yeah. And that really comes across.
And that really just made me love him 10 times more than I already did.
Same.
And yeah, he was great. His whole band was so fun, mm-hmm. and I really enjoyed myself.
The songs were excellent. I really wasn't, and I know, I think you kind of went in the same way. Like, I know the hits.
Yeah, yeah.
Nile, but I didn't really know all of his songs.
No, no.
And I came out of there with quite a few favorites of songs. I was like, ooh, this one's good. This one's good. Like, I couldn't believe, like, it was nice. Sometimes it's nice to just go and listen. Like, usually when I go to a concert, I just, like, sing the whole time, which
is
good.
So true, yeah.
But I just, you know,
it is kind of nice to just go and, like, hear new music and enjoy it,
you know? And just, like, sway and, like, have a good time, which is basically what we did. So it was lovely.
Very lovely.
I got a bunch of merch.
Yeah.
For my whole family. Turns out my whole family are Nile fans.
So funny. I saw that your mom, like, posted a Nile song on her story like the next day. I was like, oh, now you're a diehard fan.
Yeah. All of a sudden, oh, okay, girl. Yeah. We so see funny. You.
She probably got her merch and she was so hyped.
No, big time. I went back. I got her merch and my dad and my brother. So yeah. I'll give it all to them at the beach and they'll love it. But yeah, that was lovely. A good time.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what else. Well, we just had our disaster travel day. I'm so all consumed with like what's happening in my actual life versus Taylor's.
I know. That's
all
what
I can think about. Is like, all I can think about is
like this week and like this weekend. Like this weekend, like I went to New Jersey on Saturday for my aunt's 60th. So nice.
Oh yeah, how'd that go? Weather was beautiful.
Beautiful day.
Yeah, perfect.
Absolutely beautiful day. Got to see my dogs, and that was lovely. Got to see my parents.
Wonderful.
But yeah, like I didn't like do anything.
No, I didn't do much.
I didn't go out that night. Like, I just chilled. I went out Friday for, like, a little bit.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just was, like, I really was just so consumed by Charli XCX's album this weekend.
Yeah, you're loving it. You're loving it.
Loving. I just hadn't been so paying attention, which is kind of nice to, like.
It's felt nice to disconnect a little bit, as much as, like, dumb as that is. Like, it's just, you know, to not be on Twitter for a couple days was nice.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the 100th show producing zero results kind of took the wind out of my sails a little bit.
Yeah, honestly.
But for the best. You know what I mean? Like, I felt like I was too tapped in or something. Like, it just was too much.
That's a good point. Honestly, I feel like same. And to be honest, I fell asleep. Right before the surprise songs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, like, I was on the clock.
I would have missed it anyways.
No, it would have been fine.
But, yeah, I fell asleep. But I almost slept through Nile.
Yeah, you almost slept through Nile. That was tough. That would have been tough. No, you would never have slept through Nile.
No.
But I think,
I can't even think about, like, what else? Oh, Scooter Braun.
I was just going to talk about, that's, we need to go into talk about Scooter Braun, because Scooter Braun is quitting music. So he says music management.
Honestly?
Let's see, who posted it, Chicks? I wanted to look at the exact what it said. Oh, no, not yet. I don't know where I put it. Let's see, E! News. What the hell?
What?
Nobody's posting about it. Like, why is E! News not have it up?
I just saw it,
but I thought it was Chicks, and it wasn't.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, yeah.
Scooter Braun retires as music manager extraordinaire.
God.
He says, hanging up his hat in the music management biz, stepping away from handling A-listers affairs personally, and easing into a larger conglomerate as a mogul. He's repped Justin Bieber, Ariana, Demi, Kanye, J Balvin, Lil Dicky, Ozuna.
How's it spelled?
A-Z-U-N-A. Ozuna.
Ozuna. I have no idea. Ozuna?
I don't know who that is. So he's retiring from his main gig for the last several years. He said, 23 years. That's how long I've been a music manager. 23 years ago, I met a 19-year-old kid. 23 years ago, a 19-year-old kid started managing an artist named Kato in Atlanta, Georgia. My journey began, blah, blah, blah. And I will cherish every moment of it. I made my plan. Cheers, Scooter Braun.
Blah, 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 blah. Die in a ditch, really. Like, just get it over with already. Like, oh, God.
I feel like this has been a long time coming. I mean, weren't there rumors about him quitting?
People were jumping ship a while ago. Remember Ariana and Demi and them were like, it was big rumors. Like, why are all these people dropping him as their manager? But it came out that he was, like, taking less clients and getting rid of some people because he was going to go do this K-pop thing, which, unfortunately, it's going to make him a shit ton of money. Like, he's going to be rolling.
Wait,
he's CEO of, like, a K-pop hype house, basically.
Oh,
it's like
shit.
How it sounds. Like, I don't fucking know. It's like its own thing.
There's K-pop, definitely
whatever.
Money there. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. K-pop is fucking crazy.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, my God.
Man.
Spilling water. What? Not on my titty.
Yeah, yeah.
God, your my boobs are so relevant bra, today.
Yeah.
Oh God, slutty. Oh, my white pants. Come on if now. I call you come a on slut. Now. Yeah. No, it might be with the faux ones.
Okay. But yeah, good riddance anyway to him.
Good riddance.
Sayonara. Hope he has fun with K-pop.
Good riddance.
What's that?
It wasn't sexy.
Was it forbidden? That was pretty good.
That was good. Yeah. We crushed that. We crushed it. But yeah, so I think that, you know, exactly. Good riddance. I think that he was never the same after the Taylor stuff happened. Like, yeah, no. He kept his clients, like kept Ariana, kept whatever.
Especially with like Justin. I feel like Justin Bieber kind of like was quiet for a really long time.
Yeah, he didn't
and then
really
even
say
when
much
he came out
that
with new music, like all of his new music sucked. So I'll never forget when Justin Bieber released Yummy and he posted some fucking graphic on his Instagram and it was like,
yeah,
here's how to get Yummy to number one. And it's like,
oh no, that
first
was so
turn on your phone. It's like, all right,
it was
why
so embarrassing.
And it took like 25
desperate
people to write that song.
It was very desperate.
Yeah,
the song that its lyrics are only yummy.
Girl, you got that yummy yum, that yummy yum. I hate that song.
I mean, it'll be stuck in my head for a week.
I know.
But like, unfortunately, yeah, it's just that.
Yeah. And then, like, Ariana didn't release an album for a minute, too. Mm-hmm. Like, she just came out with Eternal Sunshine, obviously. But before that, I don't know when Positions came out. Like, 2020?
2018?
What?
Positions?
Was that her last Positions album? Was Positions?
No, I'm thinking about Thank You Next. Sorry.
Oh, no, yeah. Thank You Next was 2019. Positions was 2021.
Yeah. Got it.
Or 2020,
okay.
The deluxe version came out in 2021.
Got it.
Yeah, so it was 4 years since Ariana put out something. So, like, those are her two biggest money makers.
Interesting.
Demi hasn't put out anything.
Demi doesn't do new music anymore, really, as far as we can tell. Yeah, I don't know. He's a piece of shit, and that's good news for us.
I wonder if Taylor's popping a bottle today.
I hope so.
Me too.
I hope she is.
Me too.
She deserves a little break.
Yeah.
Little celebratory bubble.
Like a Dave when he pops for his enemies.
Right,
like,
exactly.
She pops for
him. Yeah, I would love if she did that.
Me too.
I hope that she does. I'm trying to think of other things that are going on.
I know.
In the world of Taylor. And really, it's been a very calm weekend.
Yeah.
Like, all I've thought about is how we got nothing on the 100th show and how now it's like, I'm just never going to watch it. You know, that's it. Forget it. Oh, wait.
I am done with Taylor Swift.
I'm so done. Yeah. I do want to give a shout out, big shout out to Kevin, the guy who's the Swift hockey bro or something on YouTube. He does the live streams for the concerts.
Yes, shout out Kevin.
He is so funny, unintentionally. Like, he's being like funny and like cute or whatever, but it cracks me the fuck up. So he is the one that, like, if you go on to watch a live stream of the concert, like, you go on YouTube, you go to his thing, and then he finds the live streams that people send him and like make sure that it's always up. Like, if it's glitching or if it gets paused, like, he puts it back up. Like, he, you know, it's a lot of work, honestly.
Yeah.
So he does that. But then for each song he has like themes. And so he'll like put a yellow shirt on for Fearless and he like does the hard hands when she does. And you can like see him. For Marjorie, he like holds up his iPhone, like, you know, just sitting here, like holds up his phone. He did. For Reputation, he put up like a picture, like a black and white picture, just like the Reputation cover, but it's his face. It was so funny. Wait, there was another one that I don't even think I sent you because I was like, I'm sending her too many.
The scarf. Yeah.
He had an All Too Well scarf and he was like holding up the scarf. But wait, no, he had one more that really, really cracked me up.
I'm obsessed with him.
This one during Willow.
Oh my God. he had the orb
and the hood and was like, ooh.
Wait, that's hilarious.
He had other stuff too for Tortured Poets, but I don't remember what they were.
Like, I love
and
the
I didn't
dedication.
Take a pic. But it was so funny and so cute. And that is like just a lot of work. So I think that it's nice that he does it. But he said something that made me think. He said, he was like, because after she announced that, you know, the tour is over in December, he was like, this is great, like, you know, whatever, but that just means that we really need to cherish these tours and cherish these like live streams and stuff because they won't be forever.
True.
Because it's felt like it's gonna be forever.
Yeah.
But it was a good point.
Damn,
so
Kevin.
I was like, wow, okay, Kevin.
Shout out Kevin.
Big shouts to him.
Without people like Kevin, we wouldn't even be able to know what was going on.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's got his Venmo, PayPal up.
Oh,
I was
hell
like,
yeah.
I gotta send him a $5 tip next time.
Yeah,
something. Because it's a lot of work and it's true, like, that's how I watch the live streams now.
Yeah.
I used to do on my phone, but that's annoying. And
yeah,
it's like,
I used to go on TikTok, but like, you want to like scroll on your phone and stuff while you're watching.
So
shout out to Kevin.
Shout out to him.
Thank you for your hard work and dedication.
God's work.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I feel like there was one. Oh, do we want to talk about the dancing thing or no? I mean, it's not really anything to say.
We'll briefly
like,
talk about
yeah,
it.
So Taylor's just getting eaten up on getting... Twitter right now for her dance moves during the Fearless
yeah,
set.
Yeah.
And she's just kind of like shaking.
She's doing
shaking her tassels.
She's like swimming yeah. to shake the tassels, which yeah. she always does.
Yeah.
But then she's like sticking her tongue out and whatever. Listen, get off her back. Okay?
She never claimed to be.
She never claimed to be a dancer.
In freaking Step Up.
She's just being
okay?
silly and cute and having yeah. fun on stage. Like, give her a break.
I think people are just looking for any excuse to shit on her right now.
Of course they are.
So, and I mean, yeah, she looks awkward for sure. But like, she's also like 6'2".
She's like twisting her tassels. Like that's
she's
not doing
fun.
Good dance moves. She's just like making her tassels twist on the screen.
Yeah,
you can
God
see
forbid a girl wants to twist her tassels.
God forbid.
Yeah.
God forbid.
No, literally.
It's ridiculous. Leave her alone. Yeah. Back off.
Yeah.
Back off.
But it was like literally like the first thing on TMZ this yeah. morning was like Taylor Swift like dancing.
Stop it.
Like she okay. God forbid she dances at her fucking billion-dollar tour. Like.
I know, God, no. People just want to, yeah, they never want to see a bitch win. They want to bring a bitch down.
Facts.
And that's how it is.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
Yeah.
But, all right, I think that it's sadly a slow news weekend
yeah.
in the Taylor
yeah.
world. I hoped that we'd be popping bottles reputation in here today. That's honestly all I fucking wanted was to record this podcast in this office today
yeah.
with Reputation.
Reputation,
on the table.
Imagine.
Would have been fucking awesome.
I know.
But, you know, listen, patience is a virtue.
Yeah, yeah. And
good
when
things
it comes,
come to those who
yes,
wait.
Exactly.
All the above. So we'll be excited. We're not going to clown, you know, for now.
I can't. Sorry, no, I'm getting indigestion again.
Oh, no.
Because I ate a Chicago hot dog.
Oh, my God. I started eating a little bit of that
the beef
pasta
sandwich?
Down there.
Oh, the
no.
pasta.
It's so greasy. I had to stop.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm gonna shit my pants.
Yeah. I'm having.
No.
Heart problems.
I'll wait till after our match and then I'll eat it. But
yeah,
I just
yeah.
like, I don't want to be like, yeah, like
burping up.
Yeah. Burping in the middle yeah. of the match. I'm already anxious. Anyway, all right. So if you like the dozen, go back, watch our matches. At this mm-hmm. point, they're all up. They're live all week. So there'll be plenty of trivia to watch if you're interested in that.
Yep.
We will be doing our call-in / DMs episode this week as well.
Yep.
And we'll be recording it here again on Wednesday. So get your calls and messages in before then, either
yep.
the Taylor Watch Instagram or the number
347-450-0723.
You can either call us and leave us a voicemail, or you can text that number and we will
yes.
read it aloud or play it aloud. I want to hear everybody's laments for the clowning.
Yeah,
I want to
yeah.
hear everybody's set.
I would like to hear,
I hear how
stories.
Far we all went. Like,
yeah,
how far we
yeah,
all went to,
yeah.
like, really believe
like,
that this
did anyone
true.
Have, like, a party or anything?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I want to hear shit like that.
Yeah.
So, call in, let us know. And we will see you guys on Thursday.
Love you guys.